What about frameworks in general? For instance, JavaScript frameworks that we all use and love. How do we treat those?
JavaScript frameworks were a great solution for a lot of problems and still are. I mean, there's one every week. I think by now you can make a drinking game just typing something into a search engine and to put JS at the end of it, and somebody will have invented something with that name. The big ones out there, like the Ajax libraries of the mid-2000s, like the jQuery, the MooTools, all kind of ones, whatever, YUI that I used to work with, all of these were there to help us with browser differences. And all of those, all of them were there to help us to have simpler ways into the APIs of the web that were rather complex. Like the DOM was a very complex API for people to look at, and it felt unwieldy. So people just wanted to use CSS selectors instead and reach things in the document and write out things into the document. That's how jQuery came about. All of these are still okay to use, and they're fine there. The only problem is that you have to keep them up to date, because the helpers of yesterday can become the barriers of tomorrow. Because what we found, for example, in the Edge engine when we rolled that one out, that a lot of new functionality in ES6, in the next version of JavaScript, for example, was blocked because libraries had similar named methods. So we could not put it into the engine because it would overwrite old, outdated, and in-use library functionality that people just have on the web. So that's something that's where it becomes dangerous. Think of libraries as a helper tool that should always be upgraded and be stayed up to date, much like the browser does. Then you're okay. This can become annoying when a library, for example, is not backwards compatible to its last version. Like you jump from one to another and you have to rewrite all your code, and that was not what libraries promised us. But sometimes there's good reasons for that as well, and as a developer, I think you just have to swallow your pride from time to time and realize that when something is free and easy and says you can do great things without thinking about them, it's probably not what it looks like.
JavaScript libraries, they really help you not having to reinvent the wheel. They contain a lot of functionality, allow you to wrap APIs that otherwise you would have to do yourself, which take a lot of code. Now, as with any external code that you haven't written, or even the code that you write yourself, you need to make sure that it's up to date. Up to date because there's issues with performance, can be issues with security. Similar to what you had with plugins, you need to make sure that you have the latest version. Let's see how this works in code. Okay, so I open up Visual Studio Code. What we see here is the query element function. So the query element function here, what you see is we're using the jQuery syntax. So in this specific website, I'm using jQuery, which is the most commonly used JavaScript library around. And specifically here, what we're doing is we're going to search the DOM tree and look for a div which has an ID of featured product. Okay, now this is pretty common, but you may wonder is, well, we could do this differently. So there's, for this specific functionality, searching for elements and items in the DOM tree, you could use the standard functions that exist as part of the web standard. Yeah. So what we're going to do is just replace this code. So I'm commenting out the jQuery code. And what I'm doing now is I'm creating a new variable, div, which I'm going to use on top of the document object. There is a query selector and query selector all function available for us. The query selector and query selector all allow us to pass in a query to search our DOM tree. And the nice thing is we can use the exact same search queries that we are used to with jQuery. So we can just grab the same search string and just paste it in here in the query selector standard function. And this will return us the exact same object that we had when using jQuery. So same functionality, just here we are using web standards functionality rather than an external library. However, there is still occasions where you still need those JavaScript libraries as part of your website because they contain functionality that you can't get rid of. So what do you do? As with any external code, you have to make sure that those libraries are up to date so that you can take advantage of the latest bug fixes and especially also the security fixes that come with it. Whenever you're in need of some specialized functionality, first check the standards. So is there a modern web equivalent of the functionality that you want to incorporate in your website? If yes, then you should resort to the web standards. If not, maybe there's alternative solutions by means of JavaScript libraries. So that way you can make your functionality, your website run across every browser, across every platform.